This is On the Media. I'm Beth Fertig.
And I'm Bob Garfield. Last weekend, the organization Free Press hosted the National Conference for Media Reform for those who are, quote, concerned about the state of our media and committed to working for change. Our producer Megan Ryan made the trip and brought back this postcard.
On the weekend of Martin Luther King Day in Memphis, Tennessee, where the Reverend was assassinated 39 years ago, Bill Moyers was constructing a metaphor about the state of American media today. Much to the concern of the crowd, deregulation has allowed media conglomerates to become
Goliaths, whose handful of owners controlled, commodified, and monetized everyone and everything in sight. Call it the plantation mentality.
He built his metaphor on the images of slaves and masters in pre-Civil War America.
As we saw in the run-up to the invasion of Iraq, the plantation mentality that governs Washington turned the press corps into sitting ducks for the war party, for government and neoconservative propaganda and manipulation.
And when he brought the metaphor home, the thousands of people in the room, among them net neutrality activists, indie muckrakers, bloggers, low-power FM DJs, and YouTube users, all knew for sure why they'd gone to Memphis, to be part of a movement.
This is the moment freedom begins. The moment you realize someone else has been writing your story, and it's time you took the pen from his hand and started writing it yourself.
Moyers was setting the tone for a weekend that examined a broad range of media topics that had at their core the idea that media reform is a civil rights issue.
People of color have increasingly been marginalized as media monopolies grow.
Jane Fonda.
The media environment that is overwhelmingly white is also overwhelmingly male. Today, I hope to show you that a media that leaves women out is fundamentally, crucially flawed.
Jane Fonda wasn't alone among stars. Danny Glover, Reverend Jesse Jackson, and Gina Davis were there. Also on the roster, FCC commissioners Jonathan Adelstein and Michael Copps, a handful of congressmen, and an impressive coalition of scholars. But mostly, the halls were filled with citizens who cared deeply about every aspect of media, the power, the pictures, and the pipes.
My name is Scott Christensen. I'm from Columbia, Missouri. I'm just interested in issues of media consolidation.
Anthony Arnov. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. It's getting harder in some ways to get our books into commercial venues because of consolidation.
My name is Carol Winkleman, and I'm from Xavier University in Cincinnati, and I'm here to learn more about how the FCC works.
David Frankel. I'm from Winchester, Massachusetts. Very interested since the mid-60s in the independence of the media.
My name is Meredith Sisko, and I'm from West Plains, Missouri. What brought me here was just curiosity about this movement and whether they're serious, and by golly, they are.
So serious and so focused on the injustices perpetrated by big media outlets that I found myself in one discussion defending the mainstream. Me? Producer of a show that takes pride in, you know, speaking truth to power? I felt that I had to point out that the major newspapers have broken a few important stories in the past several years. And hey, CBS does have a woman anchoring the news. But I realized that this weekend wasn't about debate or about the few exceptions to the rules. It was about diving into an echo chamber of like-minded thinkers and having a good time. One attendee summed it up.
Have you met anyone at the conference who disagrees with you?
No.
I left Memphis with a message in a bottle that there's a movement underway for anyone interested. Back to Bill Moyers' speech one more time.
And I'm going to let you in here on one of my fantasies. Keep it to yourself, if you will, because fantasies are private matters, and mine involves Amy Goodman. But
Goodman is the host of a daily show on the Pacifica Radio Network. She was there, too, talking and signing books. Never mind the luminaries, the celebrities, and household names. At this conference, Amy Goodman was the star. After all, Democracy Now!, the name of her show, is the dream for this civil rights movement. For On the Media, I'm Megan Ryan.